So,
wow, I am super, super awesome at peace and kindness. And self-control, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we play Dragon Raid and save the souls of the once-born in the name of the Overlord of many names.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
You have just graduated from the Dragon Raider Academy and left the town of Day Spring Highlands. On vacation, you and your friends are playing at the seashore, just outside the town of Harbor Joy. You've worked hard, and you are really enjoying the prospect of a carefree time on the sand. But you are also eager for adventure, and wonder if there is any on these safe shores. You think of the exploits that await you far away, when you are allowed to step into one of the passage lakes and enter the Dragonlands through a hollow tree.
Clever disguise.
It's now late in the evening, and your group is out for a peaceful walk on the beach, watching the waves glisten in the moonlight. One of you suddenly spots an object bobbing in the water. Wading out to it, you discover that it is a bottle with a note inside.
Hey guys, it's a bottle with a note reads,
sweet Jesus!
I have found you all trustworthy and true. Through me, you have been made worthy of being twice born. You are now prepared for adventure. But first, I must make certain that you are worthy of the name Light Raider. You are invited to the Light Raider test. Do you want to go?
Fuck yes!
As you readily agree amongst yourselves to go on the Light Raider test. You notice that the writing on the note is changing, like a wisp of smoke. It is taking a different form. You turn the paper to the moonlight and see a new message. As you read the words, they disappear and yet more appear, creating a long message for such a small piece of paper.
Hey, look, guys, there's more here.
It reads as follows.
You are all my workmanship. Each of you has been recreated in the power of the Overlord and through his great rescue. You have been recreated in me to do good works.
Oh yeah, the Overlord is Jesus, and he died for our sins to save us.
My assignments often come as walks of faith.
Overlord, thank you.
I purposefully leave details out to exercise your trust in me, to delight in seeing that you love me above all else.
He wants to make sure
and to see that you will follow my wishes, whether or not you can see the end of things. I am he who watches over your welfare.
Right.
You have a choice. Do it for yourself, or have me do it for you.
Have him do it.
I hope
let
me lead you one step at a time.
Lead on, McDuck.
As you have been instructed at the academy, I would like you to go by faith into Highland Forest, a large forest in the Dragonlands. To get there, you must first go to the base of the peaks of the New Beginning, where you will find a lake called Mount Challenge.
Aptly named Mount
Challenge. Once you are ankle deep in this passage lake, you will come out of a hollow tree in the northern part of Highland Forest. As you know, this is the way I have decided to bring my light raiders into the dangerous land of the dragon. Go, feeling my hand on your shoulder, and my love covering your spirit.
Oh, God.
Though you will not see me, I will be with you. I am everywhere, in all places, at all times.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your adventure master of the evening, Nick. I'm joined by my co-hosts and players, Tim Wick.
That's me.
And Molly Glover.
That's me.
And our two other players this evening, our previous guest, Brianne Bilyeu.
Hiya.
And
Crazy Overlord.
Hello.
CD's from the Extreme Tasting League podcast, Scotch Tasting Fun.
All right.
And we are playing the first role-playing game I ever played as a child, Dragon Raid.
We're at a MegaCon.
We're at a MegaCon. Yeah. Recording with a small audience.
Oh, a small, awesome audience.
Of fantastic people who are ready to be subjected. I mean, if they... Last year in a MegaCon, we played...
It was at Omega Spring.
Omega Spring. We played
last year at OmegaCon Fall. I got so drunk that both episodes were titled Drunk Molly.
That's true.
I'm not drunk this year, but this does bring me to something I want to bring up, Nick.
Yeah.
We didn't make drinks this year.
No, we didn't.
But I do have this basil vodka, and I think we should make Tim try it.
I think so.
Why is it that every time Boo shows up on our podcast, I'm the one that has to drink
it? I'll taste it too, but
I'm down a bottle of gin so far.
True. You guys are going to enjoy it a lot more than so. Well, this is what?
It's basil vodka.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do I have to drink all of this?
No, God, no. You should just take a sip of that.
Take a sip.
What
the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like basil filled with poison.
All right. So
sounds weird.
This is the evangelical, not Dungeons & Dragons. They are very clear that this is not
a
fantasy
role-playing
game.
No,
this is a life lessons building.
Aliens and dragons are not fantasy creatures.
This is to build spiritual warriors in the real world.
Yeah.
The game is very clear about that.
Yes.
You don't want to kill people. You want to convert people. You want to save them. So, Bran, you are playing Gomer.
Gomer, yes.
And what are Gomer's skills?
Gomer's skills. Hang on, I know this.
They're the ones written in.
Okay, so I have Blend with Surroundings, Sense Evil, which I think might be useful in this game, and Water Movement, which is not, as we discovered earlier, a weird bowel movement, but it means you can...
You like part the Red Sea
shit?
You can't even do that cool shit. It's just like
it's not
swim.
Even like walking on the water. It's just swimming.
All right, fair enough.
What?
Sidious, you were playing Bartholomew, and what are your skills?
Bartholomew can also blend with surroundings. He can talk with locals, because apparently you need a skill for that.
Yeah.
And I can persuade foe.
Wow.
You need a skill to be just like a congenial guy who can say hi to neighbors and stuff.
Apparently I'm a talker who like hides in trees.
Hey, look up here. Molly, you're playing Salome.
I'm playing, my character's name is Salome, and I have three skills that are actually very Molly skills.
Okay.
I can converse with animals.
All right.
I can climb skillfully.
Well...
You know what? I'm a good climber, motherfucker. I climb up trees like nobody's business.
All right.
You never see me climb. And I talk with locals.
Okay.
Much like Cedius. Cedinus and I can double-team the locals.
Grill people.
There we go.
And Tim, you are playing Samson.
Samson!
Samson!
And what's Samson good at?
Samson can also persuade foes, much like Cedius. And also, I can righteously mingle with the enemy.
Whoa.
I can mingle, but I have to do it righteously.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only way to do it.
And I also have, this is apparently a skill, hatred of evil.
Yeah.
I'm very good
at
hating evil.
Hey, it's evil that pissed you off today.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Very good. Excellent. And as the Adventure Master, I'll be playing everything else.
What
all
are
the
your
nasty
skills?
My skills are guiding you towards the light.
Oh,
man.
In an efficient,
he's going to kill us.
And hopefully fun manner. You know, actually, in this game, death isn't really a bad thing if your character dies. And I assure you, someone will die, even if I need to make it happen. That's a good thing, because you're twice born, so death isn't really a horrible fate for you.
So I want to just make sure everyone understands. So we are, each of us is, you probably wondering why we haven't said our race or our class. We are all humans. And we are all twice born, which means that we are the select humans that the Overlord, also known as Jesus Christ.
The Overlord of many names.
The Overlord of many names, Jesus H. Christ, picked us up and put us in an area of the landmass. And then he made mountains behind us and a mist ring around the little area. So we are
He gave you your
safe.
Own little holy land.
Yeah, we're the Jews, but, you know, not the Jews.
Right.
You know?
and you are... and you go out into the Dragonlands to try to save...
We're the elite Twiceborn.
The once-born or the dragon slave people from the evils of the dragons.
Side note, everyone in this room would be a dragon slave.
Yes.
No one in this room is Twiceborn.
Maybe even worse than that. We might represent... As atheists, you might represent actual sins and be represented in the game as a creature.
Excited.
Or dragon. Yes.
Oh, we could be like a I am.
So,
we're like goblins and orcs and shit.
I'm a succubus.
All right.
Yeah, I've heard that.
As each of you step out of the hollow tree in the Highland Forest, you see that you stand in a small glade or open area surrounded by tall trees and thick
undergrowth. Wait, a glade is an open area?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
The glade and hollow tree are well hidden. The glade is about 30 feet across and only one trail leads out. You decide to follow the trail. Eventually, you come to a turn in the trail. Before you, a few paces off the trail, is a small camp pitched before a cave, the mouth of which is sealed off by two giant boulders. A man of another race sits at the campfire. When he sees you, he rises and greets you. Greetings in the name of the Overlord, Feather Light Raiders. I am known as Darren.
Hi, Darren.
May I ask, side note, another race?
It doesn't...
Well, we have two black people and two white people, so he's clearly Asian.
He has a shade of skin that you've never seen before, but not
fair
like
enough.
Green or something.
All right.
After you sense for evil and find none, you sit down and introduce yourselves. Darren tells you that he is just returning from a dangerous quest for the Overlord and is making his way to the Hollow Tree to return home to the liberated land. He tells you, too, that he was with a friend named Gareth, but they were separated in a midnight battle with goblins.
Uh-oh.
I fear that Gareth is dead, Darren says sadly. The Overlord wants me to return home. It must mean I will not see Gareth again on this side of the Everlasting Kingdom, unless he made it to the Hollow Tree already. He continues on. I came upon this strange dark cave while I was looking for firewood. It is obviously a place meant to be opened by the light of the Overlord. The light that searches out all dark places, so I've been sitting here trying to figure out why this cave cannot be opened. I have just concluded that it is not my assignment from the Overlord, and it is waiting for someone else. You will notice that on the boulders blocking the entrance to the cave, there are some words. I think that perhaps they are a word rune.
Ah.
Now, word runes are not spells.
Right.
They are a Bible verse that you would normally have to memorize to get the ability for in this game. We won't be doing memorization because I'm not that cruel, but we will be reciting them with sincerity and no laughter.
All right.
In order to
the audience
make them work.
Does not have to
be
sincere. The audience can laugh at us, right?
Do we have to have any initiative order or anything?
Not yet.
All right.
So, this is what the cave... wall boulders look like.
Oh,
I'm gonna pass
house.
Around a little thing, and when it gets over to like Molly or Tim, they can kind of read what's on the card.
We gotta take a picture of the handout for show notes.
I think it says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily."
Correct. All right. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm willing to deny myself and take up my cross daily and go after after whoever it is that sealed up this tunnel against the Overlord.
I totally am willing to do that too. Praise the Overlord.
Praise the Overlord. Sincere.
So, if you've had a moment to examine the boulders, Darren says, "So I think I've figured out that the word rune on the boulder means." There are two things required from those who wish to be disciples of the Overlord of many names, and they must be done in order written. First, self-denial, and second, picking up your own cross. The wise ones at the Academy say that the Overlord made another rescue on a planet across the universe. There, he was nailed to a wooden cross and died for the sins of the people.
Mm.
It was something like his turning into a wall of water and having the dragons evaporate it by the fire in their mouths, as he did here on Eden again.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
To pay the penalty for our rebellion.
Right.
I think I've heard that story.
That makes sense.
It does. That makes sense. He should pay the penalty for our rebellion. We shouldn't have to do that.
Anyway, to deny yourself means that you take your mind off your own needs and wants. It means that you go without things so that you are ready to be of service. Picking up your cross means following the Overlord's leading in helping others, even when it hurts. Going on a dangerous assignment for the Overlord first requires that we deny ourselves comfort and safety, then that we take up our cross, enduring whatever is necessary to succeed in our difficult quest. I am quite certain that if each of you describes the meaning of self-denial and the cross, as I have just done, you will discover whether the task of opening the cave is yours. Well, I must be going. I wish you a good dragon raid.
All right.
Darren pulls a small...
I hate this game already.
Darren pulls a small pocket of out of his pocket, a small pouch, and tosses it to you. These magic tablets were taken from Gareth and me, but we got them back from the goblins. It seems we had 10, but I now count 11. Anyway, 10 of them produced good results, I think. And with that, Darren takes his leave of you. So he's giving you a pouch with 10 tablets. 11 tablets, sorry. One purple, two blue, one orange, one yellow, two black, one white, one green, and two red. And there were 10 of them, and now there's 11, so he's not sure which is good and which is bad. So you have these pills, mystery pills.
Okay.
And you have this cave to open by bearing your cross and telling what it means to self-deny.
So do we do that now then?
You do.
All right. To self-deny, in order to best serve the Overlord, is to forego worldly pleasures, which would mean that I would make sure that I am not staying home from church on Sunday because I want to sleep in. I'm denying that to myself.
And to bear your own cross.
And to bear my own cross would be to have to go to church even though I want to sleep in. I'm showing that sacrifice to the Lord.
Okay. Does anyone else have an example they want?
I think to bear my own cross, I want to say that to bear my own cross means that even though clearly rope would be necessary for this expedition, I'm going to trust in the Overlord that rope will be provided if rope is needed. And if not, then I trust that the Overlord has given me a challenge that I can handle.
Okay.
Yeah.
If not, that's a part of his plan too.
That's good.
Yeah. Whatever happens.
His plan is so good, you guys.
Yeah. Brian, do you have an example?
Well, not that it pertains particularly to moving the rocks, but I think that self-denial means that even now I am taking my orders from the Overlord. But self-denial means that when those orders are done, I shall return home and take orders from my husband and his children, because the word of God will come down.
That's
to
your
me
cross
from
to
him.
Bear. That's yes. your yes. place in yes.
as world. As a woman.
Sure, yes. sure. Yeah, yes. I'd buy that. The boulders are. Did you?
I suppose I should do mine.
Yeah.
I think we need everyone's powers. Yes.
Well, my cross to bear is to do that work that the Overlord has laid out for me, and to self-deny will be to put my own self at risk to save others who were not twice born with the rest of us.
That's very noble.
These rocks make me sad.
I'm going to take a shower after this episode. I just want to make that really
clear.
Yeah,
a shower and gin.
Jesus.
I mean, Overlord.
Overlord H, Overlord of many names. Jesus fucking Overlord Christ.
Your words turn the rocks invisible.
Fuck you! What invisible?
Invisible. That means they're still there.
They're disappeared.
Oh, dissolved.
And you now see the entrance to this cave.
We enter the cave.
Praise
the
Lord.
We enter the cave, right?
And so you can.
This must be our task.
You can enter this is obviously the task.
This is the task
that the Overlord has put before you.
Oh yeah.
Good job.
Hooray!
Note that in this game you do not get experience for achieving goals. You don't actually get any experience. You get maturity units, but you only get them for proper memorization of Bible verses.
So
that's the only way to level up is to memorize Bible verses.
I'm going to be first level forever.
Inside the cave, you all find yourselves in a narrow cave tunnel. A wall torch is about to burn out. It sheds a dim light on the dirt walls. Otherwise, there's nothing really to see. What do you do now? Do you want to light a candle and go down the tunnel, or try to go back to the forest, or something else?
Does the torch bracket come out of the wall?
Does it what?
Does the torch come off from the wall?
Yeah, you could pull it off the wall. There's not much life to it left, though.
I'll grab it and bring it down so it's easier to light anything else.
The Overlord has provided us with a crappy torch. We should accept his generous
gift. I say we go into the cave.
Yeah.
I want to know what's
further,
in there.
Further in.
Further in, yeah.
Is one of you going to light one of your candles?
I think I'll also light a candle just to be safe. So we have two candles and a torch.
Two candles and then the torch will burn out.
Yeah, I will keep the torch with me.
Okay, the torch will burn out soon, but it'll give you a little bit more light.
All right.
So you continue to travel.
I will hold the torch in my offhand and be point.
You've traveled about 50 yards underground down this tunnel, and just 10 yards ahead, you can see that the tunnel is completely sealed. No, wait, there's a wide, low door made of logs reinforced by strips of metal, but instead of a door handle, there are three levers in a row, each having different positions, okay. Top, middle, and bottom. It seems like some sort of a combination lock.
Ah, okay, so it's middle, bottom, top right now? Middle,
I'm usually a top.
Bottom, top. All right. Excellent. You can see there we have a... All right, I would like to go. I move all the levers up to the top.
And try to open the door?
And try to open the door.
You hear, like, ka-chink, but it's not opened.
Okay.
Molly, I'd just like to note that before coming up to OmegaCon this weekend, you said that you really wished that we could play Mastermind.
Yes.
And we are in that situation.
I know we are. That's why I moved them all up to the top.
Okay.
Can I check for evil? Can I use my sense evil?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do I do for
that? You would make a roll your Starlot and add...
I didn't beat it. Five.
And add, no, you add them together.
Five, so 11.
11. And so, okay, then you would look on this horrible grid... And so 11, and then you go out to the right, and the difficulty level is very low. You surpass it. You don't sense any evil in the device necessarily. It's not something that would distract you from your mission of the Overlord of Many Names, but maybe more like a test.
I can move all the levers down to the bottom.
You get about the same result that Salome got.
All right. Fine, I'm moving to the middle.
It's the same.
Oh, so one's at the top, one's at the middle, and one's at the bottom. Oh. Now we have to figure out which is which.
And I'm going to make you guys do it.
First one at the top, second two at the middle.
Hang on. First at the top,
I fall to my knees and pray for guidance from the Overlord while you guys do the work.
All right. She's
praying.
Yep, she's praying for assistance.
What happened to
so first one top,
middle?
Middle, same result.
Top, middle, bottom.
Move the top to the bottom?
No, top, middle,
top,
bottom.
Middle, bottom.
Top, middle, bottom? There's no movement whatsoever.
This is the most boring thing to do ever.
Yeah.
All right, so bottom, top, middle.
Bottom, middle, yeah.
Bottom, top,
top
middle.
Bottom, middle?
Yes.
No, bottom, top, middle.
Bottom, top, middle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The door clicks open.
Sweet!
Nice.
You're standing in another chamber.
I knew what I was doing. You're looking at me like, I don't understand. I figure it's called
logic,
motherfucker.
I have a candle, so I look around.
Okay. Glancing about you see a large room that is well lit by the flaring glow of several torches mounted in the walls. Whenever you enter a strange place like this, it's a good idea to sense evil, which is a difficult label for at this instance.
I would like to sense evil.
Go ahead and make your check again.
I'm going to swap out the burnt out torch for one of the lit torches.
Right. Okay, so
nine
plus and 6, 15. So I go down here to 15 and then over to what?
Can I see? I kind of need to.
Okay,
I need
yeah.
a.
Yeah.
So
I just have to take
the difficulty level is 4.
Show notes.
Yeah.
What's your ability rating? You succeed.
Okay.
All right.
All right, what's the evil vibe going on here?
You definitely are getting a bad vibe.
Can I use my skill?
Are we still in the promised land or whatever?
No, you were out in the dragon land.
Can I use my skill to hate the evil that she senses?
Actually, something is about to happen.
Oh.
So,
I mean, I don't know what happens when
so.
I hate them, but...
Yeah, sorry.
I want to hate
some evil. CD, she said you're out front. I'm going to put Molly next to you.
Okay.
There. And then the other two are right behind those two as you enter into this room. And then on spaces 82 and 83, there is a troll.
Oh
my god, it's a troll!
All of a sudden, he lunges forward two steps and says...
Did he sense evil or
miss
anything?
You knew that there was evil in the room.
Oh, okay.
And now it's showing itself.
So he didn't surprise us.
No. All of a sudden, a huge, powerful creature comes out of the corridor across the room, just to the left of the small door. A stone, gray-skinned, with enormous eyes, he stands and looks at you. It is a cave troll. He seems rather pleased to see you. He does not come too close, however, nor does he look threatening. He says to you, "Welcome, I am the gift-giver of the trolls in this area. I seek out humans and offer them nice things. I sincerely hope that you will be pleased with what I have to give you."
So I use my converse with animals skill or my talk with locals?
You not can be considered an animal or a talk local. With
can I use my hatred of evil skill?
You know as a troll that he is an evil thing, and so you can hate him, but you wouldn't be using it as a skill necessarily.
Could
so,
I righteously mingle with him?
I'm wearing a belt of truth. Can I do something with that?
Everyone's wearing
a belt of truth.
First, okay, I offer you a pass from a very powerful dragon to a beautiful beach on the Misty Sea, not too far from here. On those sands, as you know, are some of the most attractive human creatures you will ever see.
Totally
get laid. It is a lovely beach with lots of places to surf and tan and to have a good time.
Nope.
This particular certificate will allow one or all of you to go.
No, because you have to give up yourself the worldly right stuff before the overlord. So no thank you, we don't need your magic beaches. We're quite happy. We have a quest.
We like this cave
and I have a girlfriend.
As you stand listening to his offer and wondering if there's any chance that this could be the will of the overlord of many names, you see beyond his shoulder that on the closed door just behind him, a faint shadow of light is glowing in the form of the letters O-L-M-N.
O-L-M-N.
The troll continues on. He offers you a chance to go to the Dragon Slave Village of Forest View, north of the cave, where there are lots of small shops filled with the clothing of the latest style. Mm. His offers include enough Dragon Slave money.
Is there a gap?
Yeah, well, it's Dragon Slave clothing, so yes. He offers you enough Dragon Slave money to purchase the finest clothes available anywhere, so not the gap.
Old Navy!
He reminds you how impressive you will look. As he talks, the letters on the door begin to glow a bit more brightly. And third and last, the troll offers you tickets to a Dragon Slave music festival. From what you hear and see, it appears that this festival is quite the thing here in the Dragonlands.
Is it
all the top
there?
Singers will
I hope
be there.
Lilith
no,
there.
All the top singers will be there, so it's not Lilith there.
Oh, fuck you.
And he tells you that there might even be some pleasure potion passed around at the festival.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely Lollapalooza.
Serious concerns will not bother you when you have drunk the pleasure potion.
So
you will be happy, and you will feel weightless.
So this music festival is in Colorado.
The troll says, so, which will you take,
ecstasy.
Friends?
Okay, so the letters spell out O-L-M-N, and I mean, Overlord is O-L.
It's Overlord of many names.
Overlord of many names. So clearly that's what we're being communicated to by the Overlord, but I think that
so
that's...
Is he saying go for it? Or?
No. I think this is a troll trick.
He's reminding us to stay true to him.
Yeah, he's reminding us about himself.
You guys are so strong.
Would it benefit me to righteously mingle with the enemy? Because I've got that skill.
In what way are you going to mingle righteously? What are you going
like
to say?
I have an idea. I would like to persuade the foe that none of these gifts interest any of us. Thank you very much.
You can make that check. We've got.
All right.
I did not succeed.
Okay.
All right.
The troll's what do you mean you don't need this stuff? This is perfect. This is, doesn't it sound like a grand time?
No, I command him to step aside as we have urgent business beyond this cave door with in the name of our overlord of many names.
What Salome said.
We deny all gifts, and if he doesn't stand aside, I will threaten him.
While that's going on, I drop the torch and grab my bow.
Okay. So
don't string an arrow, just grab it.
Just to get gearing to fight. I'd like everyone to make a self. Does anyone have a self control rating less than 4?
I got a self control of 9. I am so.
I got it.
I'm controlled.
Everyone's at least 4.
Yep.
Yeah. So none of you are stat wise succumbed to his offers.
No.
As you pull your weapons ready, the troll realizes that none of you are interested in the highest people, and so the troll charges towards you with his enormous battle axe. His face is twisted into an angry leer.
He was on
that. Well, I've readied the bow, so I would like to ping him in the head.
Yeah, you might as well.
We will just start around in a circle. We're going to start with Xenius. Because there's no one in front of you, Xenius, you don't have a chance of hitting anyone else.
He's coming right for us.
Excellent. So go ahead. I will
quick.
Make
my... Okay, this is just a regular...
Me and Brianna are in the back because we're the blacks.
Okay, yes. So this is...
So I've got an 11.
Okay,
also,
I have
awesome hair
a 12.
A 12. So you do hit, so then you would roll a star lot, and I was...
Not dice. We aren't rolling
right.
Dice.
No, dice are for gambling.
Only a
These
two.
Are numbered... Only two?
Just a 2.
A 2?
All right.
You are. Molly. I trusted the Overlord.
I attack with my.
You are not as useless as you appear.
I have hand-to-hand combat. So I move. If I move forward two, can I reach him?
Not yet. Oh, he moved forward two.
Okay.
You could move forward two, but you only get one action. So you can move forward two to get ready to attack him next turn, but you couldn't attack him this turn.
All right, I move forward two to get ready to attack him next turn.
All right. Tim.
I'm blocked Samson. By dude with the freaking bow.
You can move through allies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's not that fast.
You can't shoot through allies.
I'm going to move through, but then he can't shoot.
No, I can't. I can shoot
in
the melee.
If he misses, there's a chance of him hitting you. It's slim.
Well, what the hell? Then why don't I just draw my sling and go after him from here?
Sure. Do it. All right.
I got my sling. I got it. I got a sling. I got a skill of 7 with the sling, bitches.
So 7 plus a die roll.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I have 15.
Ah. It's 7 12. Plus 5
for
is
12. For the record,
12.
I dropped to my knee, so he's not going to ping me in the head.
Sure. Pew, pew.
All right. So, Tim, just to make sure you're not totally inept with your sling, can you make another attack roll? What did you get there?
A 1.
A 1 He's plus totally 7?
Oh. Yeah.
You're fine. You didn't hit Zedius, actually. All right. Okay. Your base skill is enough where you wouldn't hit
Who's
him.
Who's Zedius? I only know
I'm
the
sorry,
twice-born Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Twice-born Gomer.
Yes.
What do you
I would like
to
draw my spear.
Okay.
Am I close enough that I can... Throw it at him?
Spears, yes. You can throw or you can...
Wait a minute. No. We cannot have the black character be a spear chucker. That is not acceptable.
I feel dirty.
You know, they didn't know that Brian had picked the black character's piece until you mentioned it. So it was just an inside...
Tim, why are you so racist?
I've got like this little fur thing to carry on. So this is not right.
So
forget
you.
She can throw a spear if she wants
you
to.
Can.
All right, fine. It's liberation.
She's taking it back.
Civil rights. She's taking
Go ahead
it back.
And roll the Starlot and add your spear skill. All
right. Oh, shit.
That's a 10.
Oh, that's a 10. Oh, good.
I've got 14.
All right, so I've got 15.
Yeah.
Okay. So you hit and you get to roll a Starlot, yes. And that's the damage you.
Now you don't have a spear.
Do I roll this one again?
Yep.
Six.
Solid.
Maybe it's the kind of returning spear like.
Yeah, you did throw your spear now, though. So, you know,
yeah, well,
at some point.
I've
all right,
still got
so the
this lady guarding
the
me.
Troll is up again, up to Molly here. So, all right.
How much damage?
He is going to roll to attack Molly.
Buck him.
Oh,
and
man.
This goes against your
my breastplate of righteousness, my shield of faith.
I'm pretty sure.
Bucket with your
my breastplate of righteousness.
I thought defense was the belt of truth.
All of my armor.
So my battle roll plus my shadow stone plus bad ability must be better than their shield of faith plus roll of Starlot.
Shield of faith. Plus 2 is 7.
I've got 15 total.
Oh, you got totally fucked up by the troll.
Yeah, I got hurt.
So your damage done. This is taken
you
from your,
yeah,
your physical
vitality.
Is 10.
Oh,
I'm down to 16.
Thanks for taking it for the team.
Yeah, that's
I'm sure
what
I
your mom said.
And Sirius, it is back to you.
All right. Well,
at Bartholomew.
I am gonna fire again. And I'm going to taunt my enemy by quoting Genesis and say, "Whosoever shed a man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed."
Ooh!
You said
I'm
going to
give you a plus one bonus.
Yes.
Boom!
To your roll.
Okay, 10.
10 total. It's not going to be enough.
No,
he's got 16.
Huh? Damn it.
All right.
Molly, you are up close.
You can
personally.
Totally,
all right.
You can totally fight.
I'm gonna fight him with my hand-to-hand combat weapon ability.
Okay.
That's 9. 6,
that's
seven.
6 plus 6, so 12.
I've got 12.
So, oh, that's a tie.
So you will ties go to attacker. All
right. 2 damage.
You're so useless.
I'm sorry. I'm a girl.
All right.
The Starlot's over.
All I know how to do is climb skillfully.
Tim,
I'm gonna do shoot a sling because
and
David,
use my vagina
if
for
David
money.
Could take down Goliath.
Wait,
with
no,
a sling,
not that. That's
then
not what
I can take
likes.
Down a troll.
Yeah, this is a troll that's not even as big as a giant.
Yeah, this is
just a baby troll. You fucking pussy, just kill it in the name of the Overlord.
7 plus 7 is 14.
I've got an 11, so you hit.
Yeah!
I mean, I don't believe
roll for
I
damage?
Sure. Like, for sure. There's not even a question.
4.
All right.
Unequivocal.
Oh,
on both sides of the argument.
Was that your eye? Oh, yeah, it was your eye.
Oh, and then you cry about it out of your bleeding eye, you piece of garbage?
Was that far away?
Yeah, you are.
From Jesus.
It's trolls are serious business.
You used your spear already. All right.
What's your?
She chucked it, but it came back like a boomerang.
No.
Well, I'm gonna use it's not my strongest weapon, but I'm gonna pull my longbow and go for that.
All right.
I don't know any pithy scripture off there.
Yeah, I should grab the crossbow.
15 is your target.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not even.
All right. The cave troll is going to attack Molly
again. Is he mocking
me?
He's hitting me.
He's telling you that your overlord of many names is
13.
I got 12.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Not bad for a
deflected it right off my shield of faith, if you know what
That's
I mean.
That's right.
That sounds dirty.
All right, I'm going to move 2 forward to help defray some melee off of my character.
It's a million degrees.
I draw my longsword as I move.
All right. What is Salome going to do?
Salome is going to attack again.
All right.
With my dagger.
With a dagger?
Yeah. Is my dagger different?
Your number might be different.
Oh, no. I think it's the same.
And it's the same damage for the dagger or the
Seven.
Versus 17. So Tim.
You haven't hit me.
Okay,
you got to roll my damage.
Because I didn't completely remove
you attacked him.
The combat
he
rolls.
Didn't hit me back?
Are there any kind of bonuses for flanking?
No.
Oh, all right. Whatever. I'm just slinging. I'm slinging this dude. Oh, that doesn't do any good. That die is cocked. 8 plus 7, 15.
Slinged.
Versus 14.
You're good. Sling.
I am slinging this fucker.
It's a biblical weapon, so.
5 damage.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Should have named you David.
Yeah, you should have, but I'm Samson.
I'm going to cut your hair off. And
yeah.
Show you
it's
what
kind
I...
of ironic, given Cedius has way longer hair than me.
That's true.
I'm not going to get a chance to use my water movement. I was
just saying, when we kill him, can we totally take the certificate?
I have a feeling we're not going to get a chance to do much more than kill this one troll.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be the end of the podcast. It's killing this troll. But
The troll should... I have a feeling I might die from this troll, though, honestly.
My troll's going to persuade foe to attack me.
I mean, hold on. I might have the opportunity to die for the overlord, you guys. Which I really would like to do. I'm okay to sacrifice myself, you guys.
You can become a martyr.
Go on without me, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to sacrifice myself. You're not going to sacrifice
No, Brienne!
All right, the troll... instead of taking his turn to attack, starts bellowing that there are twice born here.
Oh no!
There are twice born.
He's calling for reinforcements.
And
kidding me.
And you start to hear a commotion.
Oh man.
The door.
I think the overlord wants us to go outside.
The door with the O L M N letters is starting to grow. Brighter.
We gotta go through that door, you guys.
He hasn't abandoned us.
I kick that door open.
You gotta get past the troll. Where's the door?
I run around the troll and I kick the door open.
The door is here.
All right.
Let's do it.
Well, then why are we wasting time with the troll?
I move toward the door.
Tim?
I'm going to cover her retreat with my sling.
Okay.
It's like, come at me. I am righteously attacking you with
15.
My sling. 6 plus 7 is 13.
Alright.
Look out for that rock.
I am going to also move towards the door.
That's right, I'm a man. Men, we protect
Bartholomew?
Can I talk and swing my sword at the same time?
Sure.
Okay, so I am going to persuade foe to focus on me while they are moving towards the door.
Oh, selfless of you.
I didn't do so well with
that.
See, so that's, I probably did not succeed
18
at that.
18 is the target.
I really did not succeed at that.
So the troll, he is going to...
But he still gets to attack before the troll moves, right?
The overlord wants
did.
You to hurry up and come with us.
Yeah, apparently talking is... It was just talking. This was a talk. A very specific talk.
No. I don't... I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay.
I thought that was your attack roll. I'm sorry. Go ahead. The target for your attack roll is 15.
Well, if he's moved, he's not in melee range for me anymore.
Moving happens after combat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So.
Well, then I have my sword out and...
All combat is simultaneous.
I still would have missed.
Okay. So the troll takes a few steps away from you, and a door on this side of the room opens, And behind the one troll opening the door, you see maybe a dozen and a half.
We gotta get
trolls.
The fuck out of here!
Hey,
so apparently he's saying that the door is the safe place to go.
I will trust with the Overlord
yes.
door and go for the Overlord's door. So we have to move,
yes.
right?
Let's hope it's open.
So, because you the troll has moved away from you, if you all just focused on moving out that door, you could make
That's
a safe escape at this point.
That's what we're doing.
All right, okay,
yeah.
so...
So we escape.
As you enter through the door, it slams shut and becomes a seamless part of the wall.
Ha ha, fuck you, troll.
I just want to mention I stuck my tongue out at the troll before we got through.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We'll say you grabbed your spear, too.
I actually, as soon as the door disappears, I drop Trowel.
I'll have been the last through covering everyone.
So you grabbed the spear on
Moon. So apparently I drop Trowel and Moon Sidious. I'm going to be moving the troll.
I turn around and see that. Okay. I resist the urge to throw the spear.
Yeah, self-control.
So selfless.
You stand in a wide-eyed amazement. Wondering what has occurred and disbelieving what you see, a miracle has occurred. You look around the room. You are in an underground glade similar to an atrium. Now, 100 feet above you is a large hole through which sunlight is streaming. Pure, fresh air bathes your senses. The underground meadow is shaped like a distorted bubble and is approximately 125 feet across. Smooth rock walls surround you and there is no exit. Trees grow here, and a little thicket of water makes a beautiful splashing sound as it runs around the edge of the glade and disappears back into the center of the meadow.
Thickets aren't made of
As you
water.
Stand
so
here,
Christians.
Taking in your surroundings, one of you looks up and sees something. An object is drifting down from an open hole above. As it lands, you see that it is a fragment with a scroll of a scroll with writing on it.
I'll read the scroll.
I'm sensing scroll things.
The scroll says, "Here is a test of great significance. Can each one of you contribute to the Fellowship of Light Raiders by offering different statements of thanksgiving to the Overlord?"
Okay. Hey, Overlord. Salome here. Thanks so much for showing us through that door. I just want you to know that I am, like, crazy grateful because those trolls were seriously killing me. I'm not even going to ask you to restore my physical vitality points because I know that you will watch over me as I bleed from my troll wounds. But thank you for opening the door again. Thank you. Salome out.
All right. With that, some glowing words appear on the wall.
Sorry, guys.
And it's a word rune Bible there. I'll just hand it to Molly. If your character chooses to read, to enact the word rune.
I'm going
to
read it. Philippians. what is it? Philippians? It's not Philippians.
I was just going to let you struggle.
Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13.
You hear a strong, resounding voice. Sounding like quiet thunder. Near this place, a light raider is in torment. He is tied to a stake on the top of a high rock outcropping.
Okay.
What?
The dragons plan to make a meal of him this very night.
It's gotta get it.
No.
They will surround him and slowly broil him by fire from their ugly jaws. And they will spend a few hours talking and joking and spitting fire in his direction. And you will hear his screams all through the night if you do not get there in time.
But I'm just gonna kill him.
I think what I need to do
And at your feet, roll up three flasks of clear liquid labeled healing potion.
Nice.
See, what I want to do is I want to trust that the Overlord will save his
Yes,
his
we
subject.
Should all pray.
I'm going to
But
pray.
The Overlord helps those who help themselves.
Well,
yeah, that's the funny thing
But he didn't help himself.
Him.
That's the thing.
So, just real quick, the healing potion.
How do we get up the slack?
You have three flasks.
The Overlord.
Okay.
Each flask is three drinks that restores five physical vitality.
I drink
points.
I drink two drinks.
Okay.
I drink two drinks.
So Molly, you have a flask that has one drink left.
Yep.
And there are two other flasks that have three drinks left.
I drink all the flasks.
I'll provide one
very
of the flasks
of you.
To Brienne. What's your name?
Gomer.
Gomer.
Yep.
Because you are a woman, and one day you will bear children that will carry on.
Oh God, damn
yeah.
it!
Thank you.
So who takes the other one?
I'm going to provide the other one to Cedius because he's taking
That's
points.
Very selfless of you, Tim.
Yes.
If we were keeping track of maturity
Cedius
units, I would award you a maturity unit.
Yes. That's what I was going for. I was going for the maturity unit.
Such a fucking suck up. I'm sorry. I mean, the Lord.
You have. All right, King, settle down. You just received your assignment. You must rescue a tormented Light Raider who this very night will be eaten. Now your task is to find a way out of this underground meadow. What are you going to do?
I don't think we really have time.
So there's an atrium, there's a hole up at the top, right?
Right.
And you don't have any rope.
Can I pray for rope? I've got water. No, I can't.
No.
I pray for rope.
You pray for rope.
I pray for rope from the Overlord. I beg the Overlord to please send us the rope that we know he'll provide.
Wait.
You have a feeling that the Overlord has provided you with everything you need to accomplish this goal already.
What are the plans for the general vicinity again?
So you're in like a 130-foot diameter glade, underground glade, with one tiny hole up at the top. It's just kind of a natural, it's pretty damn high up. Maybe like, we'll say
60 feet. There's water, and there's no, the walls are all smooth rock.
Right, and water's coming in from somewhere, and
we follow the stream? Can we get out following the stream?
It's coming through a hole in the wall, pretty small.
Mm. How long does it take to weave rope out of reeds?
Ha! He didn't say there are reeds in the water.
That's why I'm asking what the plant life is. It's a glade, so there's obviously...
I can climb skillfully. Can I climb up the smooth rock walls?
It'd be very difficult.
I would like to try to climb skillfully.
Okay. All right,
get out that
I will
potion.
Be...
What's the difficulty level?
I will be staying the difficulty level so is 9.
It's a 9? All right, I got to climb skillfully of 4. So I literally
possible.
Can't do it.
Yeah, it's not even possible.
Oh.
Are there animals?
So there may well be. You might want to try to find them through means of detection.
I detect animals?
You could listen or look around.
I converse with animals. Can I call out for animals? Can I say, animals?
Hey, animals!
Are there animals here? Show yourself.
It's a skill that you kind of use with an animal person. All right. So, but I mean, you have skills like perceive and listen, right?
Do I? I just got persuade.
Yeah.
Foe.
I have listening.
I have listening.
Oh, those are just additional. Listening. I listen for animals.
Make a check.
All right. What's the difficulty?
The difficulty is not mentioned.
So literally, there are birds chirping, and if you can't hear it, it's because you're deaf.
Difficulty level 6.
Oh.
All right. Difficulty level is 6. I don't make my check then.
Okay.
I'm going to visually scan for.
Oh wait! I rolled twice though. Hold on, I rolled twice. Nope. I forgot
visual scan for movement, I rolled a 13. What was the difficulty?
For looking?
Yeah.
5.
5, 5, and 5.
This game is really complicated.
Yeah.
The rolling
mechanics
chart.
Are just
I did succeed.
So you don't see, you're pretty sure that you're not seeing anything of importance, if that makes sense.
So there's no like large movement I'm looking for?
No, you're not seeing any.
Well, I guess I'll listen.
Can I listen? Yeah, I've got a pretty
please,
good listen.
Please, we're gonna go ahead and make a...
So 6 and 14.
So, okay, so for this you go, what's your listening level?
My listening is 8.
8, so you go down to 8.
Oh, okay.
Difficulty 6.
Difficulty 6.
And then you roll percentage.
That's 55. So you have to roll above 55%.
Your first one was an 8.
And so you rolled a 6, so you're there.
So I would win. Okay.
Yeah.
So, right, Brian, you hear the faintest sound coming from somewhere in the underground glade, as if the stone walls are listening. The message says, talk to me.
I converse.
I share that knowledge with all of you. You guys, the walls want us to talk to them.
I just start talking.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm saying, hello, we are here, and we seek guidance. Can you please help us?
All right. Is anyone else saying anything?
Sure, I'm gonna go full bore pray. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, wow, just
impassioned. Oh, great and powerful Overlord, we seek your guidance to free us, so we may go and rescue your good and faithful servant from the horrible fate which awaits him. We await your guidance, O great and powerful Overlord, in the name of the O great and powerful Overlord.
Okay. Amen. We'll say, a rope ladder materializes in front of you.
Yes.
It reaches up 125 feet to the lip of the opening, so I was wrong, and seems to be firmly attached there. At this time, you'll have to make a courage check to see who has the courage to go up first. So take
mine's
your,
5. Who has
just add a die roll to your courage.
6.
12.
I rolled a 5 plus 6 is
14. 11. Apparently, I like to be point.
Go up there. Right.
It's a difficulty level 6 climb. Can you do that?
Wait. Well, what's the standard thing for climb? Strength?
It you know, it's climb skillfully.
Well, that's the only person that can do that.
Yeah,
so
I can do
so
it.
If you don't have a skill in it, you would.
I'll do it. I'll climb.
Hang on.
Why don't you guys ever listen to the women?
If you don't have a skill in it, just treat it as if it's ability rating 1.
Oh. Wow.
So difficulty 6, that'd be a 95.
I got it.
No, that's okay. All right.
You're like super courageous to do so, but you don't feel confident in your.
So it's a difficulty level 6?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. My skill's not that great. It's only a 4.
Give it a shot, Molly.
That's better than what I got.
Do it.
Yeah, I did it.
So Molly climbs up, and seeing her go seems to like make it easier for the next person, just because you're sure of the steps.
I'm the heaviest one. You guys are like, oh, if that bitch can get up the ladder,
if she can do it,
with that ass, there's no way.
Now the difficulty level is 4.
I saw her eat 3 pizzas before we came out of New Eden.
Yeah, or you have to. If it's difficulty level 4. And you have no skill, you need like a 75.
I slipped off the ladder the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Tim, you want to give it a shot?
I rolled a 5. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
I hope you're all enjoying this as much as we are enjoying this.
This is great. This game is designed.
Hey, there I got up.
To have you roll.
I had a couple of false starts. I'm a little bruised.
I think I used my incredible patience and goodness to just yank everyone up.
Ooh.
So patience, I yanked.
You can just hold on to the rope ladder.
Yeah, I just pulled. I actually have pretty high strength. My strength is a 9.
Yeah. You managed to pull them out.
I get everybody up.
Okay.
With my 9 strength.
Praise the Overlord.
The Overlord worked through me and my muscles that he made.
That works. So you make it to the top. You're on like a hillside now.
Okay.
And I'm handing you this cue card. You can read what's on that if you'd like.
You hear above you the faraway moaning sound of a human in despair. You can't make out words, but you can imagine someone in horrible pain.
Oh, God, it's such horrible pain. Oh.
I didn't have enough faith in the Overlord.
Help me. Oh, Gareth, we're coming.
If only I'd had somewhat more faith in me, less self-righteous.
So there's a path that seems to go up this.
Yeah.
The trail that gets very steep, and I'm...
All right. We climb up the path.
All right.
As a party, we climb up the path.
You find that the pit trail is getting steeper and steeper the higher you go. You come to a turn and see an enormous, evil-looking giant sitting in the middle of a path that leads up the mountain. You notice next to him is a very large gourd. It has been opened and it contains some sort of drink that the giant has been gulping. The path is only 15 feet wide with a sheer drop to one side and a steep cliff to the other. There's no way to continue up the trail without meeting the giant.
Sense him and make sure he's evil.
Oh, that is so good of you.
Yeah, because he looks evil, but maybe he's not such a bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So I've got 6 and a... I'm assuming I can roll this. 11.
Yeah.
Senses him.
You do... I mean, he's definitely a corrupt creature.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Can I use my wisdom? Can I do a wisdom check? Hold on. I'm going to do gentleness. One of my strengths is gentleness.
How are you going to be gentle to the giant?
I also have a strength in wisdom, so I'm going to be very gentle in my approach, and I'm going to see what's in his drink.
Okay. So you're kind of approaching.
I'm approaching him, and I'm trying to peer into his gourd cup, because I'm very wise about such things. I might be able to figure out what's in it just by looking at it.
So as you're walking up, the giant kind of notices you, but he doesn't he doesn't get startled because you're approaching gently.
Yeah.
He stands, kind of staggers, and raises a hand and says, "Hey, well met. I'm so glad you folks have come along. It gets lonely up here, and I want to talk to someone. Please speak to me. Don't be afraid. I won't harm you. Just come on, please."
I would like to righteously mingle with the enemy and try and convince him of the error of his ways, and that if he followed the Overlord, he would be much happier.
We'd all come talk to him all the time.
He would have so
friends,
much company,
fellowship,
righteous company, beyond just
his
clearly inebriating beverage.
He's like, yeah, I mean, that sounds great, but. Did you ever hear about the wonderful thing that the dragon DeLogos did? He gave lots of gold to this poor village of Craig, and now those people are very happy. Wouldn't you like some gold, too?
No, we're good on gold, we say, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good on gold. But is there any way we can get past him? I ask him very nicely.
He's like, you don't want to go that way anyway. Why don't you just hang out with here and have some of my friendship juice?
What if we... Okay, hold on. I offer him the last swig of my healing potion because I feel that maybe it's what heals me might be poisonous to the non-righteous.
What'll it hurt? Come on, have a little fun. Don't be a party pooper. It'll make you feel good all over.
I tell him to stop being a pussy and take a sip of my friendship potion.
Whoa.
I continue to righteously mingle and point out that if your head is clear, then you can be more available to the Overlord to see what the Overlord's plan is for your life.
Molly, since you're closest, he kind of puts out an arm and kind of gives Salome a shove back, easily pushing you back a square.
All right, hand-to-hand combat.
He goes, unfriendly sorts, huh? Well, what would you rather do, fight or drink? And he seems to be delivering an ultimatum.
Does anyone have, like, high constitution or anything that we want to take a drink out of this?
I would rather... I believe that drinking would be unrighteous.
Yes.
It would be unrighteous.
Be
the Overlord...
If I drink, am I resisting torture?
No.
Right.
No, I feel we have no choice but to fight him.
Can we evade the enemy?
Let's just fight him, I guess. He's not an animal, right?
He is not an animal.
We have no choice. I've got a sling, and I am David.
I've tried everything I can in terms of not fighting him, and then none of it's working, so I guess we'll just fight him. With more rolling.
I will take you down, Goliath. I am David.
All right.
Even though my name is actually Samson.
What now?
All right. So, the giant, seeing that you've made your decision, is going first, and he is going to swing on Molly.
Oh, good.
Keep in mind, he's wasted, so his stats aren't as high.
Still, though, he's huge.
Molly, a 24 is his attack roll.
Oh, my God. Okay, I attack with my dagger, I guess.
Possible. No. You're making a... You're not able
you're
to
avoiding
block
his
that
attack.
Shot.
I'm dead.
You're avoiding his attack. You got to try and avoid that 24.
I don't think she can with a 24.
I think I'm dead.
The highest you can roll is 15.
Yeah.
He's got an 8 and a 6. So 14 physical vitality
all right,
damage.
I'm down to 12. That's all right.
Are giants in this world weaker compared to slings? Because clearly slings take down giants easily. Fine.
Attack him then.
Attack. We're going to start with Molly. All right.
Attack.
Hand to hand?
Yeah.
I've got a 21.
10.
Okay, Tim.
I will fire my sling at him. 7 plus 7 is 14.
20.
Huh.
Free hand?
Spear.
All right.
Oh, God. 14.
20.
Okay, come on.
I am going to pray to bolster her defense by saying the high rusty word rune.
Oh, he's going to use a word rune.
Whoa. All right.
Okay.
2 Peter 2:9. The Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials. 2 Peter 2:9.
Okay. And what effect does that have?
It allows me to use a word rune that's too higher, I guess. So
okay.
All right.
I'll look for something that's
great. So it's the giant's turn. The giant is hitting Molly again.
All right.
For 21, which I'm not sure if you're capable of blocking that.
I'm not. But so what's my damage?
He does.
I'm dead.
Molly is dead.
It's okay, guys. I'm going to go with the Overlord.
As the giant clubs Molly to death, he follows her corpse over the cliff.
Oh.
And so...
To eat me, probably, guys.
So no, he stumbles. He's drunk.
Oh.
So,
thank you for your
though
stuff.
Molly is dead, her sacrifice is not in vain.
Sacrificed herself for us.
Molly, I'm afraid you've died.
That's okay. I'm glad.
Oh.
The good news is that the other three are able to rescue Gareth the Light Raider without issue. Unfortunately, the we have one last thing to do in the game.
What is that?
And that since Molly died, we have to read the dead player part of the book.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, Molly, you've waked to find yourself in a beautiful grove of trees.
Oh, that
two
nice.
Paths leave the grove, one west and one to the north. Which path do you take? There's a little bit of a text adventure.
Yeah, camera.
We're going to take a picture of her dead body.
I go to the north.
To the north? You eventually leave the forest behind and walk out onto a vast field covered with bright green grass and yellow daisies. The path remains
That's
clear,
nice.
But what's that? Do you hear something? Make a listening check.
Okay, make a listening check. For what difficulty?
Difficulty level 3.
Difficulty level 3. Then no, I do not make a listening check.
Oh, even in death, the overlord would take.
I got it. Right. I'm sorry. It's red.
So, you hear a faint wailing in the air, and it sounds like the sound of a suffering ahead.
Suffering. Oh, I run toward it.
Okay. Soon you reach a chasm that drops for an infinite distance. Loud wailing comes from the other side. You can barely make out the anguished words. This is terrible, terrible. You who may hear on the safe side, tell my son Jareth that I was wrong. Tell him that the great rescue is real. Tell him to put his truth in the overlord of many names.
Okay.
The screaming continues on and on. With the overlord's sadness, you turn away, walking back the way you came. You realize that no one may retrace the steps he took while living. Soon you are back in the peaceful wood, and later onto the path that leads to the west.
Okay.
The path to the west winds peacefully through the wood. A bird calls happily overhead. Trickling streams cross the path regularly.
Okay.
It is a lush place. Soon you emerge from the wood and look out upon an immense meadow. There is something far off in the distance. Can you see it? Make a sight check.
Okay, what the difficulty?
Well, obviously you can see it. It says it's, there's something
five
there.
Five difficulty?
Yep.
Got it. Yep, got it.
You see just the top of a golden castle peeking up over a horizon. You want to continue there?
I'm going to go to the castle.
Soon the large ornate castle looms ahead, its spires reaching far into the deep blue sky. You run towards it in excitement. As you near the castle gates, you see a sign. It says, "Welcome home, Salome."
Do I have the horn?
that's a Dark Tower reference there. And that is Dragon Raid.
Yay! The overlord.
As a gamer and looking at this difficulty chart, I have to say that this is a very hard starting.
Yeah, I was gonna say when you make something difficulty 5, you have to the best you can roll. I mean, you have to have a skill really high.
Oh yeah.
And you guys should know, like, the math homework required to roll up these characters. My patience is 1. My hope is 3.
Yeah, Molly and I pre-made the characters earlier because literally there is a front and back 2-page homework assignment to make 1 character.
Thank you for listening this far, you guys.
Yeah,
I love you.
So I don't know how super entertaining Dragon Raid was.
It was better than Left Behind, the movie.
Well,
you know what this tells me is that Christian children of the world, I'm sorry your games are terrible. Come to the dark side and play some fun games.
Yeah. D&D is great. And
guys,
compared to this,
it's so great. And the satanic sex is so hot.
God, yeah.
I mean, it's mandatory and it's butt sex, but I'm telling you, you get used to it real fast.
We gotta just go out, don't we?
Yeah,
we're done.
I think that's it. We're done. We'll post some pictures of the super quality 80s game that we played, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
MegaCon!
And make your saving throw to avoid going to hell.
I fail.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Christ, I hate the overlord.